Today's Noon News is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect. It is 74 degrees at 12 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. FBI Director Kash Patel says the suspect in the Charlie Kirk murder was arrested in record time.
In less than 36 hours, 33 to be precise, thanks to the full weight of the federal government and leading out with the partners here in the state of Utah and Governor Cox, the suspect was apprehended in a historic time period.
In custody, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, who lives in South Utah, about 300 miles from the scene of the shooting. Robinson's family members were the ones who contacted authorities. Utah Governor Spencer Cox with more on the messages found on the shell casings that police found on scene.
Inscriptions on a fired casing read, "Notices, bulges, capital O-W-O, what's this?" question mark. Inscriptions on the three unfired casings read, "Hey, fascist!" exclamation point, "Catch!" exclamation point.
This is ABC News. After finishing a four-day visit to the UK, in which Prince Harry met with his father, King Charles, for the first time in 19 months, the prince is now in Ukraine. It was a surprise visit. He's now talking to wounded veterans. ABC's Maggie Rooley has more.
We know this is something that's so important to the prince. He served 10 years in the military, including two tours in Afghanistan. He started the Invictus Games back in 2014, and he has been to Ukraine before. In April, he visited a rehabilitation center in the western part of the country, but this is his first time in Kyiv, a place, so we have to remember that the Russians are currently bombing regularly.
The prince was expected to meet with about 200 Ukrainian vets. The president of Nepal appointing a former Supreme Court justice as interim prime minister, the first woman to head the Asian country's government. The move coming after massive protests collapsed the former government. Those demonstrations were set off by a social media ban, which has since been overturned. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
At Care and Rehab Boscobel, quality care isn't just our goal, it's our standard. Hi, I'm Lana Ellis, Administrator, and I'm proud to share that our recent state survey was deficiency-free. Our dedicated team provides personalized nursing, rehab, and support in a warm, welcoming environment. From short-term rehab to long-term care, we deliver comfort, dignity, and compassion every day. Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company. Call today or visit careandrehab.com.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, the People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Musket 8 Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 75 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for partly cloudy and warm conditions, a high of 81. Tonight, mild and muggy with a 50% chance of scattered showers late, maybe a thunderstorm with a low of 63. And tomorrow, variably cloudy, warm and muggy. Spotty showers or thunderstorms are still possible through the afternoon with a high of 83. in Richland Center after a low this morning of 48 at 75 degrees with west-northwest winds at 4 miles per hour.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Looking for a fresh and healthy meal? Head to Subway in Richland Center, where you can build your own sandwich with one of eight tasty options that have 6 grams of fat or less. Prefer a wrap or salad? They've got those too. Ordering is easier than ever. Place your order ahead online through the Subway app or give them a call at 608-647-6470. Subway makes it simple to enjoy the flavors you love, fast, safe, and fresh. Open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eat fresh at Subway, Richland Center.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
Good afternoon. It's 75 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. An Amber Alert went out last night for a missing 6-year-old girl from the town of Allman in Portage County. Ruby R. Lehman has been missing since approximately 3:30 Thursday afternoon. It is believed that Ruby is with her 34-year-old uncle, Jordan A. Coyle. Coyle is a white male, 6'3", close to 250 pounds, with red hair, a beard, and mustache, and has blue eyes. Officials believe Jordan Coyle is traveling with Ruby in a white 2001 Ford F-250 truck with Wisconsin plate WC2249. The truck has a toolbox in the bed, and the tailgate has peeling paint that exposes silver beneath. Ruby Lehman is a 6-year-old white female, about 4 feet tall and 100 pounds. She has brown hair and green eyes. Pictures can be found on the Iowa County Sheriff's Facebook page. If you have any information or see the vehicle, call the Portage County Sheriff's Office or dial 911. The mayor won't be running against the county executive. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson announced Wednesday he is endorsing Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley in the Democratic primary for governor. Johnson praised Crowley, saying he had a record of delivering results, pointing to their work together on shared revenue agreements. Johnson said Crowley's experience in both the legislature and as county executive shows he can unite people and get things done. The highest-ranking Republican in the Wisconsin Assembly says he doesn't want to fortify the state capitol, which is one of the country's most accessible state houses. But Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said Thursday that lawmakers are looking at ways to bolster safety in other areas, such as at office holders' homes. His comments came a day after the killing of conservative commentator Charlie Kirk on a college campus in Utah, and 3 months after the targeted shootings of two Minnesota state lawmakers. Voss said he doesn't want to fortify a single building to make people feel safer, when the reality is that most of the violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building. At the Capitol, the Wisconsin Assembly held a moment of silence Thursday for assassinated conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss asked members to pause for a moment of silence to remember Kirk's wife, his two young children, and the millions of people who are mourning this senseless act of political violence. Kirk was gunned down during a speaking appearance at a Utah college campus on Wednesday. This was one of two moments of silence on the assembly floor, following one for the victims of 9/11 on the 24th anniversary of the terrorist attacks. The White House has approved Wisconsin flood relief funding. President Donald Trump announced the $29.8 million on his social media platform Thursday afternoon. Trump praised Wisconsin and said he was happy to back the state, which elected him in 2016, 2020, and 2024, although former President Joe Biden won the state in the 2020 presidential election. Governor Tony Evers did not receive notification of the funding, according to his office. Instead, the notification went to Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. Current estimates of damage are at $33 million, but could go higher as FEMA teams continue their assessment this week. The most damage occurred in Milwaukee metro area and southeastern Wisconsin. Milwaukee County officials said homeowners may be reimbursed for cost associated with flood damage, and the county will be able to seek reimbursement for public damage. Legislation that would require state employees return to in-office work passes the state assembly. Democrat Andrew Heisel of Sun Prairie represents a district with many state employees. He says remote work, which began during the COVID pandemic, has been good for state workers and taxpayers. The bill's author, Pleasant Prairie Republican Amanda Nedweski, says it simply does what Democratic Governor Tony Evers should have required, and that the administration has failed to provide sufficient oversight of state employees who began to work remotely during the COVID pandemic. The measure will need to pass the state Senate before going to Evers, who would likely veto it. The chamber also passed legislation aimed at combating sextortion by providing a penalty for sharing representations depicting nudity, restricting the sorts of flags that would be allowed to be displayed at government buildings in Wisconsin, and exempting tobacco bars from the public smoking ban. Sauk County is currently accepting proposals to expand access to sober living for residents with opioid use disorder. Funding for this project comes from the National Opioid Settlement that was reached in February 2022. Sauk County received an initial settlement and gathered community input on opioid crisis response. Following feedback and data that prioritized housing options for people in recovery from opioid use disorder, the county has made available $300,000 in settlement funds for this purpose. Public Health Sauk County conducted a survey in the fall of 2023 that asked respondents to rank strategies to address the opioid epidemic from a list of options that were approved as part of the National Opioid Settlement. Survey results showed increasing the availability of housing services was a top priority. In addition, public health and local health care systems conducted community health assessments in 2021 and 2024 that resulted in priorities to expand housing options and respond to substance use. Sauk County currently has no sober living facilities. Those who are interested can submit a proposal at co.sauk.wi.us/publichealth/sober-living-services-RFP. A new virtual nursing program in the Neonatal Intensive Care Unit, or NICU, at American Family Children's Hospital is effectively helping new nurses adjust to the challenging environment of bedside care for the tiniest patients. The NICU at the Children's Hospital is a level 4, which is the highest level where the most seriously ill and medically complex patients are cared for. The turnover rate for new nurses is high nationwide, approximately 32% in the first year, according to a 2025 Nursing Solutions report. Before the program started, American Family Children's Hospital NICU had a 38% new-to-practice nursing turnover rate from 2021 to 2023. Neonatal intensive care nursing is particularly demanding, and high turnover is caused by the medical complexities of the patient population, as well as the emotionally difficult nature of the job, according to Morgan Cole, NICU nurse, UW Health Kids. To help address the turnover rate, UW Health Kids launched a virtual nursing program in July 2024, led by three UW Health Kids NICU bedside nurses, Cull, Grace Long, and Haley Madsen, who together have nearly 20 years of NICU experience. Since implementing the virtual nursing program, no new-to-practice NICU nurses have left during their first year, Cull said. Each nurse works 2 6-hour virtual shifts per week. The program aims to support nurses in their first year by answering questions and reviewing challenging cases. Virtual nurses use a secure laptop from home, while new bedside nurses communicate via a tablet computer on the unit. The virtual nurses also work in-person shifts as bedside nurses on the unit. There are approximately 70 nurses in the NICU, with 12 nurses assigned to each shift. The virtual team is currently mentoring approximately 15 nurses, but any nurse on the unit, regardless of experience, can check in with the team. The virtual nurses are available during busy times on the unit when it might be hard to find a nurse in person to answer questions, as well as to create a safe space to ask those questions and provide emotional support, according to Long. Since the program started, it has expanded several times. The virtual team can now communicate with families remotely, having more detailed discussions about admissions, including what to expect during the stay. Each new nurse has also a preceptor or mentor who works with them to provide guidance and support. The preceptors have the resources to complete the orientation toolkits with new nurses. However, sometimes when the unit is busy, they cannot cover educational topics as thoroughly. The virtual nurses meet with new nurses without a patient assignment, allowing for in-depth virtual discussions of issues like changing dressings or specific details of mechanical ventilation. They have created PowerPoint presentations to supplement the content of the toolkits, giving new nurses more time to process the information. September is NICU Awareness Month, which recognizes the experience and resilience of babies and families and also honors the dedicated NICU staff who provide specialized care. It's 76 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1217. Lambeau Field has been named one of Wisconsin's wonders. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our 6 area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Collision ruin your day? No problem. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists is here to save the day. Get free loaner cars, free estimates, and a free interior and exterior detail with every collision repair. Plus, we're giving you up to $250 in gift cards based on your repair estimate total. Don't wait. Head over to Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today for hassle-free repairs. Contact us at 608-375-4434 or stop by on Elm Street in Boscobel.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the water maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Court in Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, your hometown partners for comfort and style. From family homes to weekend cabins, we bring you trusted brands, personal service, and small-town care you can count on. Visit us today on Main Street in Richland Center. Court in Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, your hometown partners for comfort and style. From family homes to weekend cabins, we bring you trusted brands, personal service, and small-town care you can count on. Visit us today on Main Street in Richland Center.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
It's 77 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:20. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Green Bay Packers and in partnership with the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, have announced that Lambeau Field is joining 10 other Wonders of Wisconsin sites across the state, adding to a growing lineup of must-visit places in Wisconsin for residents and visitors alike. Home to the only publicly owned team in the National Football League and the team with the most wins in NFL history, the Green Bay Packers, Lambeau Field's heritage and history are unmatched. Lambeau Field was established in 1957 as Green Bay City Stadium and renamed in honor of the team's co-founder, Curly Lambeau, in 1965, making it the oldest continually operating stadium built for an NFL team. Additionally, each year, Lambeau Field welcomes hundreds of thousands of cheeseheads and football fans from around the globe, thanks to its legendary players, iconic games, and signature fan experience that have made it a must-visit stadium for generations of football fans. This announcement comes on the heels of the 2025 NFL Draft hosted in Green Bay earlier this year, during which Lambeau Field and the city welcomed over 600,000 visitors from around the nation and the world. In total, the three-day event generated an economic impact of approximately $105 million for the state, far surpassing previous estimates for the event. Travel Wisconsin launched the Wonders of Wisconsin in 2023, centered on a vision to celebrate the state and the unforgettable destinations shaped by both natural forces and human hands within it. In addition to Lambeau Field, the Wonders of Wisconsin include the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore, Devil's Lake State Park, Eagle Tower, Granddad Bluff, Kohler Andre State Park, the Milwaukee Art Museum, Taliesin, Willow Falls, Witch's Gulch, and Yerkes Observatory. More information on the Wonders of Wisconsin is available on Travel Wisconsin's website. Weston schools have been celebrating homecoming throughout the week in the district. Today's festivities include the parade stepping off at 2:30 in Cazenovia. After the parade, from 4 until 5:30, the FFA pork feed will be held in the high school cafeteria. At 4:30, the 4th Annual Weston Distinguished Alumni Induction will also take place at the school. Tonight at 5:30, Wanewoc Weston will host Monticello in eight-player football action. After the game, the Weston Silver Eagle Foundation's Weston Homecoming Alumni Social will start at 8 at Hill Point Hideaway. Tomorrow night at 8, the Homecoming Dance will wrap up the week of homecoming events in the Weston School District. Bethlehem Lutheran Richland Center will be holding their annual Fall Festival tomorrow from 10 until 2. There will be many activities at the event, including Jed's Car Show. John Felstead is the organizer of the car show.
The car show we started 3 years ago now. Before that was a car cruise. The car show, the first year we did it, we had about 40 cars. The second year we had over 80. So this year we're hoping to break them numbers.
Registration for the show will be from 8 until noon. Trophies will be awarded and anyone is welcome to enter. There will also be a spaghetti dinner from 11 until 1 and a craft fair and swap meet.
The swap meet is outside, the craft fair is inside, and we already got a few vendors already pre-registered. You can show up the day of, it doesn't matter. We'll find a place for you.
John Felstead says that the Family Fall Festival will feature activities for all ages.
We have a lot of kids events going on. We got pedal car races, Hot Wheel races, face painting. We got wagon rides going on. Tiny Acres will be there. We just got a lot of stuff going on for everyone.
Everyone is welcome to attend the Bethlehem Lutheran Fall Festival tomorrow from 10 until 2 in Rockbridge. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds hunters that the archery and crossbow deer hunting seasons open tomorrow. The two seasons run through January 4th, except in the counties and metro subunits that have extended seasons open until January 31st. The early archery and crossbow seasons are an opportunity for hunters to harvest antlerless deer before they change their patterns and experience additional hunting pressure during the gun deer season. Bonus antlerless harvest authorizations remain available in many counties. As a reminder, all harvested deer must be registered by 5 p.m. the day after recovery using Game Reg online, by phone, or at a participating registration station. The DNR also reminds hunters of the mobile-friendly resources available on the DNR's hunting webpage. In addition to hunting regulations, season dates, hunting hours, and other valuable resources, the public can also find a list of the public lands open to hunting using the DNR's Public Access Lands webpage. Today's winners of $50 each in St. Anthony's calendar raffle are Sandy Smith on ticket number 170 and Marty Muller on ticket number 14. It's 77 sunny degrees in Richland Center. Today's vital statistics are next.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more at swtc.edu.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair in Hill Point is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit ArnesonRepair.com. Keep farming with Arnesons.
Muscany Mini Mart and Hunt Brothers Pizza provide a full day of delicious options. Early risers can indulge in a cheesy breakfast pizza. Lunch goers can satisfy cravings with a popular hunk of pizza. And dinner is made easy with a 12-inch pizza and wings to take home. Customers receive warm hometown hospitality that makes everyone feel part of the family. Along with great food, the Mini Mart offers top quality fuel to keep drivers going. For convenience, orders can be placed by phone at 739-3733. Muscany Mini Mart is the go-to local spot for tasty meals and friendly service.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced, and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
It's 76 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:28. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Candace R. Root, 61 of Richland Center, died September 1st at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held tonight at 6 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home today from 4 to 6. Candace Root is survived by two children, Stacy Root of Chicago and BJ and Courtney Knutson of Waseca. Two grandchildren, siblings, Kelly and Jamie Parr, Julie Storkson, Vivian and Daryl Thurner, Joan Root, and Bradley Root, as well as many other relatives and friends. Candace R. Root, 61, of Richland Center. Robert L. Bauer, 84, of Plain, died September 1st at home following a bout with lung cancer. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church today from 4 to 7 and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Plain Fire Department. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Robert Bauer include his wife, Marilyn, two sons, Rob and Julie of Verona, and Sean and Kim of Jefferson, four grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, a sister, Carol and Rudy Ringelstetter of Portage, sister-in-law, Maxine Bauer of Madison, nieces, nephews, other relatives, friends, and Mason and Addie Stott. Robert L. Bauer, 84, of Plain. Patrick F. Muller, 74, of Richland Center, died Monday at the Richland Hospital following an illness. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church, with burial to follow at the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center today from 4 to 7, with a rosary to be prayed at 3:30. Friends may also call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church. Survivors of Pat Muller include two daughters, Jamie and Billy Jones, and Lindsay and Chad Tennant, all of Richland Center, two sons, Christopher and Stephanie Muller of Richland Center, and Chad and Rachel Muller of Holman, 11 grandchildren, his mother, Bernadine Muller of Richland Center, nine siblings, Connie and George Zijah of Plymouth, Dennis and Deborah Muller of Lone Rock, Karen and Leo Manning, Mary Jo and Paul Salisbury, Joseph and Debbie Muller, Timothy Muller, John and Brenda Muller, Robert Muller, and Maureen and Roy Dahl, all of Richland Center. Sister-in-law, Beverly Brown of Richland Center. Many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Patrick F. Muller, 74, of Richland Center. Francis Cooper, 104, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 in the Schmidt Woodland Hills Chapel. Burial will follow in the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the Schmidt Woodland Hills Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Francis Cooper is survived by two children, Larry and Christine Cooper of Rosendale and Connie Hackbarth of West Bend, son-in-law Wayne Bender of Green Bay, seven grandchildren, eight great-grandchildren, a sister, Louise Shadower of Richland Center, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Francis Cooper, 104, of Richland Center. Lois Jean Delamater, 79, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly September 2nd. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Saturday at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. A private burial will be held at the Sand Prairie Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from noon until the time of service at 2. Survivors of Jean Delamater include her daughter, Carla and Sarah of Platteville, sisters, Judy Cornwell of Prairie du Chien, Kathy and Dave Gregorich of Antigo, and Milda and Lacey of Verona. Sister-in-law, Lori Richardson of Boscobel, numerous nieces and nephews, and many dear friends. Lois Jean Delamater, 79, of Richland Center. Jane Annette Turnipseed, age 76, died September 3rd. A memorial service will be held at 1 o'clock Sunday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from noon until the time of service at 1. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Carbone Cancer Center. Jane Turnipseed is survived by her husband Jack, three children, Michael and Andy Turnipseed, Dawn Turnipseed, and Holly Muller, two grandchildren, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Jane Annette Turnipseed, age 76. Amy Darlene Whitaker, 76 of Muscadet, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Coleman Whitaker Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Amy Whitaker is survived by her husband, Buck, daughter, Deanne Houston of Richland Center, two stepchildren, Randy, Allen, and Val Whitaker of Berlin, and Tina Marie and Richard Rainham of England, two grandchildren, a great-granddaughter, several step-grandchildren and great-grandchildren, her mother, Lillian Naquin of Midland, Texas, two sisters, Stephanie Lentz of Hutto, Texas, and Jennifer and Eddie Stewart of Midland, Texas, sister-in-law, Judy Naquin of Cleveland, Tennessee, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Amy Darlene Whitaker, 76, of Muscadet. James H. Ault, 86, of Spring Green, died Wednesday at home. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday, September 24th at 11 o'clock at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will be in the church cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the Plain American Legion Post 398. Friends may call at the church Wednesday, September 24th, from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a charity of choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Jim Ault is survived by his wife of 60 years, Rita, his children, James J. and Melinda Ault of Spring Green, Jeffrey and Sarah Ault of Montello, and Cindy and Christopher Pickle of Evansville. Eight grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, and his sister, Cheryl Ault of Middleton. James H. Ault, 86, of Spring Green. Wayne Emanuel Lunk, 59, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at home after managing heart failure for 10 years. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Sunday, September 28th, at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday, September 28th, from noon until the time of service at 2. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family. Wayne Lunk is survived by his wife, Diana, a son, Jeremy, and Elise Lear, two grandchildren, his mother, Anita Steineck, three sisters, Cindy and Dan Lunk, Palacios of Charleston, Indiana, Miriam and Ben Estes of Lake Nebogamon, and Deanna and Brian Christensen of Floyd's Knobs, Indiana, half-sister Annika Williams of Jefferson, Indiana, stepmom Nancy Lunk of Richland Center, stepsister Jennifer and Ryan Andre of Delano, Minnesota, stepbrother Jason and Haley Edwards of Lone Rock, three sisters-in-law, Kathy Muller of Nakusa, Melinda and Roy Roden of Black Hawk, South Dakota, and Deanna and Randy Hunt of Muscadet, two brothers-in-law, Tim and Deb Muller and Doug and Fran Muller, both of Richland Center, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Wayne Emanuel Lunk, 59, of Richland Center.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Hi, this is Kendra Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
And a verse we wish is go out today to Grant and Jamie Bruckner, Ryan and Lacey Gunningham, Dawson and Ashley Durst, Phil and June Nee, Nick and Lacey Hodge, Chris and Tiffany Heinzeroth, and Craig and Jean Kinney. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. We can expect another warm day turning a bit muggy. The temperature could climb about 10 degrees above normal today, even 15 degrees above normal over the weekend as the balmy air continues to flow in from the southern plains. Now, as far as rain goes, there's some showers and storms today up in North Dakota and Minnesota. Those will be missing us for the time being. But late tonight and tomorrow, a few scattered showers could work through the area with that weak disturbance coming through. Most spots should probably have a tenth or two-tenths of an inch rain or less. Otherwise, sun breaks out, especially on Sunday. So Sunday into Monday looking like some of the warmest days. Dew points getting up close to 70, combined with the high temperatures, could push the heat index into the 90s. So take it easy and drink plenty of extra water. Here's that forecast for today. Partly cloudy and warm, high near 81, southeast wind close to 10. Tonight, mild and muggy with a 50% chance of scattered showers late, maybe a thunderstorm, low 63. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, warm and muggy. Spotty showers are still possible through the afternoon, high close to 83, southeast wind at 5 to 10. Heading into Sunday, partly cloudy, very warm and humid, high near 88. Monday, staying summer-like with partly sunny skies, a slight chance of a shower, low 62 with a high near 86. Tuesday, partly cloudy with the heat and humidity sticking around, low 62, high near 87. Wednesday, partly or mostly cloudy and muggy, chance of showers and storms, high 83. The rain chance is higher Wednesday night and still a chance of rain on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 77 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 80, our low this morning was 48. Our high so far today, 78. The record high for this date set in 1931 is 93. The record low 30 was set in 1955. Last year's high was 86 with a low of 50. Sunset tonight will be at 7:17 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:38. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds 4 to 5 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.08. Relative humidity is 64% and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 77 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
An online marketplace showcasing products from Kansas farms, today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Shop Kansas Farms started as a Facebook group during the COVID pandemic to connect farmers with consumers, but it grew so fast that the farm family who started the project asked the Kansas Farm Bureau to buy it and take it over, which they did. Spokesperson Kylie Stout.
When we speak with farmers that we work with, their number one challenge is marketing. How can we reach more consumers? How can we do that with minimal effort when they have been working all day, providing labor to create the products or work the cattle? We can provide a bigger outreach that they're not able to do on their own. And we put on direct-to-marketing workshops for them. We try to make sure they have every tool available to them in their toolkit.
Farms across the state of Kansas participate in Shop Kansas Farms. Stout says it's a great alternative to, say, a stand at a farmer's market.
A lot of the farmers that we work with don't want to commit to a weekly farmer's market. They want to be home with their family, makes sense. And so we provide a digital platform for farmers to be able to sell their products 24/7 to consumers.
If it can be raised or produced in Kansas, it's probably sold on the site. It's also led a lot of non-farmers to join the Kansas Farm Bureau. There's more at shopkansasfarms.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
More farm financial pressure is expected. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. With Pioneer brand Plenish High Oleic soybeans, your dairy herd gets a dense energy source and bypass protein that can potentially improve milk fat production. Your best year starts with Pioneer. An ag economist says margins are expected to tighten even more heading into 2026, and farmers should keep a close eye on their balance sheets. Purdue University's Michael Langemeyer says producers with high debt-to-asset ratios are the most at risk.
We estimated that those that have financial stress is about 4 to 6%. That's considerably higher than what it was back in 21 and 22, and we've had very strong returns. We're back in the situation in terms of financial stress that we were in 2019.
He tells Brownfield younger farmers with less than 10 years of experience are more likely to be facing financial pressure.
If a younger operator is farming with an older generation, that older generation probably has quite a bit of equity. But if a younger operator is farming by themselves, they're more likely to be in financial stress because they don't have as much equity.
Langemeyer says operations that rent a majority of their farmland are also prone to budget strain because expenses remain high. Many soybean growers expect profits to be hard to come by next year. University of Minnesota Extension agronomist Steve Nave says farmers should take a risk-averse approach.
We give a lot of talks with p-values and all the statistics that said that this treatment was better than this treatment. What farmers really want to know is, how can I maximize yields on every acre? Because I can't give up 10 bushels on 10 acres. I need to make sure that I'm maximizing my yields everywhere in the field.
He says variable rate seeding and selecting the right genetics for key pests could result in favorable returns. Nave tells Brownfield this is the time in the economic cycle when looking at the value of seed treatments and seeding rates becomes increasingly important. A specialty crop producer is urging Congress to reauthorize USDA's Local Food Purchase Assistance Program. Dan Zimmerly, a vegetable grower from Minnesota, says the previous administration launched the program through the Commodity Credit Corporation in late 2022.
Which provided money for schools and daycares and so on to purchase food from farms like mine and then create those meals and feed those to children and other institutions. So that program was axed under the new administration.
The Minnesota Farmers Union member recently took part in a Hill visit to Washington, D.C. and says there is bipartisan support to reinstate the program. USDA just raised its expectations for the 2025 corn and soybean production. Corn crop now expected 13% above last year. Soybean guess up less than a percent. USDA's corn and soybean yield projections remain at all-time highs. Soybean ending stocks were above a month ago. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires. The farmer's choice.
Hello, this is Chase Hester, 21 Tim's Talk Auction Realty, with sales results and upcoming events. Reminder, next hay sale will be September 10th. We had a good sale. Large squares topped at $170 a ton and large rounds at $80 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Watch for more upcoming online-only auctions. For more info, go to www.timstalkauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Hester. Have a great day.
Another light round of direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs are sharply lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There's another light round of direct cash cattle business underway. Live deals in the South are marked at $240. That's $2 below last week's weighted averages. Asking prices are around $243 live in the South and $378 dressed in the North. So far this week, the North has seen the bulk of business. Dress deals have ranged from $373 to $382, mostly $375 to $378, $5 to $8 below the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. There's also been a handful of deals reported in Kansas, anywhere from $235 to $238. That's $4 to $7 below the previous week's business. At the Valentine Livestock Auction in Nebraska, steers 850 to 900 pounds were $10 lower. There were no comparable offerings for heifers. The USDA says demand was good with several buyers both in-house and online. Medium and large one feeder steer 761 to 791 pounds brought $391.25 to $409.25. Feeder steers 908 to 947 pounds brought $330 to $361. Medium and large one feeder heifers 815 to 845 pounds brought $339 to $351. Box beef was lower at midday on light demand for solid off. Range choice down 30 cents at $400.49. Select was $1.68 lower at $378.27. Cash hog prices at the major directs are sharply lower at midday. The market overall continues to monitor demand. U.S. pork continues to see relatively strong demand on the global market, but there are lingering concerns about its long-term strength. Pork has also been competitively priced in the retail space, which is helping provide additional support to domestic demand. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 368 with a weighted average of 103.96. The Iowa Minnesota had a weighted average of 104.89, and the Western Corn Belt was down 275 with a weighted average of 104.89. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $80, and pork values are higher at midday, up $1.68 at $114.85. Bellies, loins, ribs, and hams were all sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Kelly Anderson from Amory High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Kelly competes in volleyball and basketball. She's active in 4-H, FFA, and Student Council, and National Honor Society. In FFA, she's helped lead a shoe drive for less fortunate.
We were able to raise around like 2,500 pairs of shoes, and those all got donated to third world countries to help with like getting shoes over there just because they don't have many, and just kind of helping them out. That was a big project, and I feel like it really brought the community together.
And she said FFA has helped her develop her speaking skills.
I've definitely been able to talk at like bigger assemblies. Like, I emceed our 4-H banquet for the last 2 years, and I feel FFA has really helped me with my public speaking, so it really helped me to complete that.
Callie plans to attend college to major in dairy science and become a bovine embryologist.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
When it comes to protecting your home, start at the top with premium roofing from Harchi Lumber. Durable, high-quality shingles not only enhance your roof's look, but provide long-lasting protection you can count on. Harchi Lumber stocks top brands like CertainTeed, Decra, Gaff, and more. Plus, they offer Wisconsin's largest selection of steel roofing and siding with a wide range of colors and lengths ready to go. Visit Harchi Lumber today, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, and get the roofing materials that stand up to whatever Wisconsin weather throws your way.
Soybeans and corn are higher, cattle are lower, hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition, why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are higher today. The USDA's production guess was up slightly from August, but below 2024, and ending stocks were higher. While the average yield is record large, that could decline once harvest gets widespread due to the dry finish of the season in parts of the Midwest and Plains. November beans are up 13 at 1046 and a half. January's 12 and three quarters higher at 1065 and a quarter. October bean meal's up $2.20 at 288.30. October soybean oil 60 points higher at 51.68. Corn's higher. The U.S. corn production and yield estimates remain record large, and acreage numbers are above a month ago. Corn ending stocks are slightly lower, still above 2.1 billion bushels, though. December corn's up 5 3/4 at 425 and a half. March is 5 1/2 higher at 442 and 3/4. And wheat's turned mixed. U.S. wheat ending stocks dipped on export demand expectations, but global production and stocks are both higher than last month. December Chicago's down 1 at 520.5. December Kansas City's up 1.5 at 511.5. December Minneapolis wheat's 3 lower at 568.5. Live and feeder cattle are sharply lower, pressured by cash and wholesale business along with technical liquidation. October live's down 217 at 210.15. December's now 202 lower at 232.10. October feeders are 522 lower at 347.12. November's down 577 at 344.70. And hogs are mixed on spread trade and inconsistent demand. October lean is down 95 at 97.22. December's 35 lower at 88.90. And over in the broader market, crude oil is firm right now. The Dow is down. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
A continued rise in food insecurity. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The levels of food insecurity in the United States have increased each of the last 3 years. Linda Najet, President and Chief Operating Officer of Feeding America, says currently 47 million people in this country are food insecure, and it's the highest level since the late 2000s.
So we are facing almost epidemic proportions of food insecurity right now. At the same time, we have seen the reduction in food resources at food banks that are leading to empty shelves at the same time that lines are longer and longer. So that is a really significant concern for Feeding America and the food banks across our network and members.
She says efforts are ongoing to make a difference.
To increase food resources, to raise funds, to be able to access more food, to talk to lawmakers about the opportunities to do good things in the Farm Bill, both for farmers and for folks facing food insecurity. So there are lots of steps that we can take together to be able to address the situation, but the levels of food insecurity and hunger are at some of the highest rates they've been in decades.
One of the ways farmers are helping address food insecurity is partnering with local food hubs that helps streamline donations into food banks. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Bex recognizes this week's player with hearts, Kelly Anderson from Amory High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Kelly competes in volleyball and basketball. She's active in 4-H, FFA, and Student Council, and National Honor Society. In FFA, she's helped lead a shoe drive for less fortunate.
We were able to raise around like 2,500 pairs of shoes, so, and those all got donated to third world countries to help with like getting shoes over there just because they don't have many, and just kind of helping them out. That was a big project, and it, I feel like it really brought the community together.
And she said FFA has helped her develop her speaking skills.
I've definitely been able to talk at like bigger assemblies. Like I emceed our 4-H banquet for the last 2 years, and I feel FFA has really helped me with my public speaking, so it really helped me to complete that.
Kelly plans to attend college to major in dairy science and become a bovine embryologist.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC.